Girlies, and welcome to the fifth installment of Let's Make a Monster, part of the Final Girls Horror Cast, the show where we steal one of my non-horror-loving friends and force them to watch a horror movie in hopes that we can turn them to the dark side. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Today we have with us our newest victim and my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Christina. Do you want to use your actual name?
Sure.
Okay, Christina.
I like that you covered the microphone when you could have just edited it out.
No, covered the microphone. It felt more personal that way.
Definitely my actual name.
Welcome, Christina.
Thank you.
Christina does not listen to our podcast. She's my best friend, and she doesn't listen to our podcast.
Worst BFF in the world.
Which I noticed today when she was asking me questions. So I'm like, you've never listened to our show before, have you?
That's amazing.
Like, I listened to the first episode, and I was like, that was like a year ago.
We've gotten so much better.
I know. We're so much better now. She has no idea how funny we are.
I do, in real life.
That's true. In real life, I'm funny. That's why you're my friend. So, Christina. Christina was my maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
And she's my sweet friend, and we're like sisters.
It's pretty true.
Yeah. We're there for each
pretty
other.
Accurate.
We're girls.
So
I forced her to come on because she doesn't like horror movies, and I already make her watch horror movies, or at least I used to. Mm. Now she has children, so it's harder to do that. Although when her smallest, her oldest child was just a little baby.
She liked kissing zombies.
She did. She
Halloween.
Liked kissing zombies. There's a really cool video of that. It was like Halloween, and she's kissing the toy zombie in the store.
That's so cute.
It's really cute. And she also, I got her to watch The Shining.
Oh, yeah, we did.
When your little one.
Daytime horror is better than nighttime horror.
Yeah. This is a daytime recording.
Yes.
Yeah. So just so you know, since you've never listened to our podcast before,
we're gonna say that every 5 minutes.
I'm gonna give as much guilt as I can. What I try to do in these episodes is not to scare you. That's not the objective.
Sure.
That's not the point. The point is that I want to get you to like some horror movies and kind of ease you into the genre a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm picking movies that I think you'll like.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I got Lizzie to watch two movies now, right?
Yeah, and she's liked both of them.
And she liked both of them. Same with Meg.
Yeah.
Same with Tali.
Ooh.
Even Tali, who is like, doesn't even like movies in general.
Hasn't even seen any movies
she
that
hasn't
everyone
seen
else has seen.
Any movies at all. Okay, so I'm going to give you a short little interview so the listeners can get a feel for who you are and the things you like and things like that. So,
see movies.
Me too.
Yeah. So what was the last horror movie you watched? Can you remember?
Maybe The Shining.
Shining. No, that might be accurate.
No, I think for your birthday, when we all went to watch Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah, Cabin in the Woods.
What a good
one.
That's
one of Carly's favorites.
I love that
movie. Did you like that one?
I did, but I was like ducking and hiding my eyes in the theater.
Because that's a funny one.
But that's part of the fun.
Yeah, I was like, no.
But you enjoyed
it. Funny horror is like a little bit more tolerable than like just straight up. Scare the crap out of you horror.
Totally.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Have a little comedic relief.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally. Okay. Do you have any favorite horror movies?
Probably like The Shining and Poltergeist.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the older like 80s.
80s movies.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah. I also watched Black Christmas with Mike.
I know.
During the day, I was like walking around the mall afterwards, like shaking, super scary. It was good, but I don't know if I could do that one again.
Yeah.
Because it was really scary.
It is really scary.
Yeah, totally.
What types of TV and movies do you like?
Lots of comedy and then also like drama. And I really like Game of Thrones a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about The Handmaid's Tale that's coming out on Hulu.
Yes.
So.
Because we read The Handmaid's Tale in our book club.
Dystopian.
That's adorable.
Future.
We love it. You know, we had a book club.
It's
we don't,
pretty adorable.
We don't really meet anymore.
Yeah, we're lame. People. It was really more about drinking.
It was.
We just need to start a drinking club, really.
It was a drinking club with a book problem, yeah, mostly. Okay. And then what do you dislike most about horror?
The loud sounds and things jumping at you. And when it's, so that's kind of why I prefer, like, older stuff. Because it's more of a psychological build with just that at, like, the end instead mm-hmm. of, like, the entire movie, things jumping out at you.
Well, if you continue along this journey with us, we'll show you that a lot of modern horror movies are like that.
Okay.
And I think that there's newer movies that you'll actually really enjoy because there's a lot of, like, slow-burning, not a lot of jump scare-type indie movies that I think you'd really like.
Yeah, there's some movies that I see and I'm like, man, that looks good, but I'm too chicken shit to watch it. So
we'll get there. We'll build up to it. We're starting low here. The movie I picked for you is You'll Like It.
You know what did It'll me in? Is was The Ring.
The Ring was the worst one.
The Ring did me in. It was like, okay, I'm done. I can't. I can't.
I hear that a lot. That movie is pretty terrifying.
I agree.
It's so freaking scary. So scary.
It is. It's pretty bad.
You know, like, you just, I couldn't sleep for 3 days afterwards. I was like going to sleep and just seeing horrible things like under my eyelids.
It sticks with you. And I think it's, you know what I think it is like those little shorts, like the little short video that they watch like over and over again in the movie.
Totally.
I think that's the worst part.
I agree. That's like, it's just got some disturbing images in there.
Really? Seriously, like with the fingernails.
And like,
I need to rewatch that. That one's good.
The music, like just whatever plays over it.
Yeah.
While the little movies
Oh,
playing.
Yeah. That sound in the background.
Yeah. Did you ever see the new one?
No.
Okay. They
you
add,
told me
they
it wasn't good.
They add stuff to it.
Oh, really?
They like discover another dimension or something. Not dimension. Oh, really? Like, not
they
in,
added
like, the
more
weird
scary
sci-fi
stuff to
way,
the scariest movie ever made.
Yeah.
Carly says the new one's not good, though, right? You told me it wasn't that great.
It just feels like a couple different movies. Like, they weren't really sure where to go with it.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, a middle part that's, like, okay. But then, like, the beginning and the end is just, like, nah.
I gotcha.
That's kind of what I heard from other people, too. It's not, unfortunately. Okay. What was your relationship or experience with horror growing up?
I mean, I would watch stuff sometimes
with like your
when
friends.
I was a teenager, yeah, friends. I wasn't necessarily like seeking it out or anything, but I was like, okay, I'll watch this with you.
Okay, cool. I think that gives us a good feel for your type of horror.
Yeah.
The film I picked for us today is called The Voices.
Uh huh.
It's not a very scary movie. It's a very funny movie.
Uh huh.
It's starring Ryan Reynolds, Gemma Arterton, and Anna Kendrick.
So we got some funny people in there.
So you got some funny people.
Okay.
It's from 2015, directed by Marjan Satrapi. Hang on, let me say that again. Marjan Satrapi. She's another Iranian filmmaker. We have a lot of Iranian filmmakers lately. I love it. Especially women Iranian filmmakers.
Yeah, that's rad.
Awesome. She's been living in Paris, but she's originally from Iran. And she also directed the movie Persepolis.
I love that.
Have you seen it? I haven't seen that, but I've heard amazing things about it.
It's great. It's great.
I'll have to check it out. I know, I'll have to check it out. So it's the same director as that. And then we also, it's written by Michael R. Perry, who wrote Paranormal Activity 2. And has also written some, a lot of TV shows like Wayward Pines and The Dead Zone, just to name a few.
Awesome.
So we have a good group of people here. Good directors, good writers. Carly, have you seen this before?
I have not.
No. I didn't think
excited.
You did.
Have you seen it?
I have. I've seen it before. I would never recommend a movie that I haven't seen before. So are you guys ready to watch this?
I'm so ready.
Okay, yeah. For those of you listening, The Voices is now streaming on Amazon Prime and Hulu. Please feel free to watch along with us. There'll be spoilers after the break. So you might want to avoid continuing listening if you don't plan on watching it. But no more talk. Let's turn out the lights and see if we can make Christina a monster.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Jim, give me a break.
Oh, okay, I'll tone it down a little bit.
You have the greatest hair, Tom, in the back.
How are you doing, Jerry?
They like me at work.
Do you want to get a drink?
There's a girl. I like her.
Are you good with cats?
No, the real question is, are cats good with me? Because they pretty much own us.
Oh my God, yeah.
Sometimes I talk to my pets, and they sometimes talk to me, sometimes.
I get that.
You're out, you league.
Shush.
Yeah, shut up, cat.
Do you ever hear her voices?
Not really.
Jerry.
Hey, Fiona.
In her eyes, you're a ridiculous peasant. Kill her, and you will discover what it feels like to be truly alive.
Don't run!
Mr. Whiskers, he makes me do bad things.
You totally stopped taking the pills, didn't you?
Totally.
Whap chai canoon chai canoon chai tonga got a girl in the shoe lady drives me crazy.
Look what you did to me.
I'm so sorry. Jerry, you're a serial killer.
No, he isn't.
You seem a million miles away.
I got a lot going on right now.
Pretty bad situation, buddy.
Me out of that.
She makes me warm to scream.
It's the Whiskers! Dr. Warren! Fiona, cut it out!
Pretty complicated inside the human mind, huh?
Oh, the best night of my whole life.
What a fab cracking day to come back. You're so mysterious. It's cool.
You remember last week when you said there is an invisible line that separates good from evil and you thought you crossed it and I said, no, 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 you're a good boy?
Yeah, I remember. So what?
I've changed my opinion.
And we're back. We just finished watching The Voices.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you guys think?
It was good. It was scary, but it was good.
You were scared?
Well, like, you know, just the thing.
What's the thing?
The thing where people always do the stupid stuff in horror movies, and then they, you know.
You don't like it when girls make bad decisions?
Yes. Women are smarter.
I don't know that any of these women made particularly bad decisions. Maybe not the decisions you would make knowing everything you knew.
Well, I mean, like,
you don't have all the information you have.
The third one.
Yeah, the third one was.
She's like, oh, he killed his mom? Let's go check the apartment. Yeah. No, let's call the police instead.
Yeah, but she made a bad call.
She did. But the police did eventually get called.
Men showed up.
I mean, you can't give this movie that hard of a time. It was written by or directed by a woman. I guess the writer was a man, but yeah.
I mean, it's classic horror, you know.
It's a normal horror trope that happens, but I think for the most part, like, it's not really about the women, which is fine. It's more like seeing a serial killer from a serial killer's point of view. If anything, like, I think of, like, more like American Psycho almost. Do you ever see that movie?
No.
It's probably a good idea that you don't see it.
Yeah. It's totally like a less...
Yeah.
American Psycho is definitely way less campy. More,
yeah. I mean, it still has a lot of dark humor, but it's very... it's a lot harder to watch than this. This is a starter horror film, for sure.
I'm, like, gripping.
I kind of thought you would have less of a hard time with this than you did.
What it does is it like winds me up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
oh. Yeah, you were covering your face a lot when you were watching it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And going, why? Why?
Yeah.
We have to start, like, filming people while they watch the movies.
Carly, this was your first time watching it.
It was. I thought it was funny. Yeah.
It's a good old time. I was texting Carly because there's a deer scene, and I forgot
I was
about.
Ready for it.
You were ready. Okay. Like, I'm glad I warned you then.
I was like maybe a minute or two behind you guys. And so when you said that, I was like, okay, well, they're in a car driving, so I'm assuming that it's probably going to happen fairly soon. And sure enough, it happened.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I gave you that warning. I felt really bad. I'm like, oh, shit, because I haven't seen this movie in like a year. Like, I don't remember all the parts of it. And that deer looked so fake to me that
I did like one of these where I was
covering your ears and closing your eyes.
And I was like, okay, he's got a silly eye. I was like, I can't
look at him. Ryan Red, Ryan, Ryan, blah, blah, blah. Ryan Reynolds is a really good actor.
He is. He's hilarious, too.
He's good at just... I mean, like, that was a different vibe character that I've ever seen from him. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, he like, didn't look nearly as beefcakey or, like...
No, he did a really good job being a creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A handsome, creepy dude.
Yeah, and I'm like, ew.
He is handsome.
An everyday, small-town, handsome, creepy dude.
I really liked, because he's definitely super likable in this character, and you kind of, like, empathize with him, even though you know he's freaking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You totally, like, sympathize with him and feel badly for him, but... Mm-hmm. At the same time, you're like, okay, you gotta stop now.
Just take the medicine.
At the same time, he's murdering people.
Take your pills.
Not Anna Kendrick.
I really liked the switch between, like, him on his meds and him off his meds, or, like, his perspective of what his apartment looks like mm-hmm. versus other people's.
Oh, yeah.
Because it looks like...
Versus what it actually looks like.
Yeah, because it looks totally normal and, like, cool, like, old vintage 70s vibe. Like, I would totally live in that apartment. That apartment looks rad. It's above a bowling alley.
What's with all the pizza boxes wrapped in saran wrap?
I don't know. Body parts, probably. Yeah. No, that apartment,
you think
so?
Serial killers
that apartment
are creepy.
Stinks.
Or was he just, like, you know, in addition to schizophrenia, he had, like, OCD or something, too.
I don't
Because
really.
He was taking the pizza at work.
That's,
free pizza.
That's
and then there's,
true.
Like, all these pizza boxes wrapped up in
I don't know, I guess
wrap.
I definitely think he's
yeah,
a
he
hoarder.
Yeah, he might have a little bit of hoarding tendencies.
Like, regardless of whether those were all filled with body parts, I definitely think he doesn't have much, but he keeps everything that, like, he has in
Well, he keeps the things that are important
meticulous.
To him. Like that, I liked how there's just, like, a hand in the Tupperware. Just, like,
yeah.
Putting the, and he bought the smallest Tupperware, by the way. Like, they need bigger size Tupperware than that. You don't have to do that much cutting.
Oh.
But yeah, I liked the cat and the dog voices, which Ryan Reynolds did himself.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he the director, I guess, had other ideas, but he said, I want to do the voices because they're in his head.
In his head, that makes
so
sense.
So it should be his voices. But so he, I think he did a good job. I thought that Scottish accent was, like, right on.
I knew that the Scottish one was him, but I was like, is the dog one him? Because it sounds, like, a little different.
You could tell at the end when he was, like, just talking to himself in the voices.
Yeah.
But I didn't really think about the fact that...
Yeah, no, he totally did them. Yeah.
That's funny.
And Anna Kendrick, I love her. She
Me
is
too.
Gorgeous and sweet and funny in, like, every role she plays. And in real life. I follow her on Twitter, and it's, like, the best day of my life whenever she tweets stuff.
She's so
really
funny
and cute and awesome. I just love her. I thought all the acting in this is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right on. Christina was getting really into
the boss.
It.
The boss. He's all, like, saying creepy stuff to the boss, and the boss is all like, "Oh, silly." I forgot what his character name
I say
was.
Dark,
silly, crazy man.
I say
man.
Dark and weird
man.
Shit to you all the time, and you just laugh it off.
Oh, that's sad.
You've never been like, "Well, that's a murderer."
No, you don't think I'm a murderer. And I say weird, creepy shit all the time. God.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wrote down the times where you seem to be having the hardest time was when he's cutting her up and putting her in Tupperware.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was really cool because they don't really show anything. They don't show him cutting anyone
up.
Yeah,
and I was glad.
There was sound effects and there was Tupperware.
But
and
you
that's
still
about
know what's
it.
Going on.
Yeah.
So
does
you
that
know?
Make it worse or better for you?
It's a little better.
Yeah.
For watching it.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather watch scary stuff where you don't see everything than scary stuff where you see everything.
Leaves it to your imagination.
It still freaks me out, though.
Yeah. No, that was... You were having a really hard time there. Let's see. What else did I write down? You were having a hard time. When Anna Kendrick was going into the house. When she was breaking into the house when he was trying to go in through the skylight.
Yeah.
That's when you were...
When he was watching her through the skylight?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
She was like,
just leave. Don't look under the jacket. No. You see there's hair there.
That's
you
what I was thinking, too.
You see the
I was
hair.
Like,
run.
I would look around and say, nope, I'm out.
You don't need to know. Yeah, just run.
Yeah.
Run.
I honestly, like, I've dated guys that were total slobs before, and I think I would have been like, oh, this is gross, until I saw
like hair, blood. Hair.
I think it was the blood. The blood on the countertops. I would have been done.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think also you have to remember, like,
I'm sure you're in a little shock.
Yeah, you're gonna be in shock.
That's in your.
She still fought for herself.
She did.
She didn't just like. She tried to deal with it the best way that she could. There was no way she was getting out of that situation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I feel like she should have not charged at the end there. I feel like she should have just been like, it's fine. We're fine. This is fine. Don't worry about it. And then, like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Not made such a sudden movement to which she could react to
well,
it.
Did she charge at the end?
Yeah, she ran to try to get out and he slammed her down.
Oh, I thought she was just trying to get past him quickly. But yeah. I don't know. I really like this movie, though. I think it's, like, kind of fun, but also disturbing.
And and just, like, I guess just killing women is just something that
That's
extra
true.
Gets under.
I think, I don't know, I picked this movie for you for a couple of reasons. The one was I wanted to do Carrie, but I didn't know that you saw it already. I thought you didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Like, I barely remember it other than the blood scene and the her getting her period.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do a movie you saw already. I wanted to do something completely new. So I was planning on doing that the whole time, and then when you said
it would have been good if I had never seen it.
It would have been good if you'd never seen it. But I thought, okay, well, what's streaming right now that Christina might like? Let's try and pick something funny.
No, I'm glad you picked something that's current.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, really nervous about watching current horror because of the loud music jumping out the whole time thing.
Well, and this is kind of what we talk about on our podcast a lot, is that there's a lot of, okay, so, like, there's blockbuster horror movies that are in theaters all the time, and a lot of those are kind of, like, the jump scares and, like, the suspense and the ghost or supernatural type movies, which a lot of people, I think, is what turns a lot of people off to horror. But there's, like, so many other subgenres and so much good indie horror happening right now that's, like, beyond that and so much different than that. And granted, not all of it's for you, but I can take it as my job to find ones that I think you will like. So I thought
you can
just
screen horror for me from now
on. Yeah, I'm going to screen your horror films from now on.
Like, I'm not ready to just go out and just start watching all the horror, but, like, if you screen it, you know?
We're going to ease you into it. We're going to ease
exactly.
You into
that's
it.
That's the let's make a monster way.
Yeah, that's what
way.
We're doing here. Well, we're bringing horror to everybody.
I really do like, even though I get, like, kind of wound tight after it, when horror is also kind of funny, I really actually enjoy that.
Well, I know you like uncomfortable humor.
Yeah.
Because I've met your husband and your father. So I'm well aware.
Do we have to podcast that to the world?
I can cut that out if you want.
I'm just joking.
I've met certain people in your life.
Yes. I'm very used to embarrassing humor.
Yeah, like,
and uncomfortable humor.
Yes.
Awkward humor.
She
is
likes
the best.
Uncomfortableness, and she likes awkwardness, and she likes.
I love awkward people.
Dark humor, because she's friends with me, and so
I enjoy.
So
all
I thought she would respond to that part. I kind of forgot how dark it got. I haven't seen this in a while, and this was kind of a last minute choice, but I still think that that it was a good pick.
No, it was. It was a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I'm a little
you're a little bit shaky, you know. But it's still light. It's still light outside.
I can wind down before I go to bed.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Watching stuff like that right before bed is like, crap, now I have to stay up and watch a Disney movie.
Right.
And then I'm up to 1 in the morning.
It happens. I also would like to talk about the conga line part. It's the weirdest part, right? Like, why is Fiona so obsessed with conga lines?
Yeah, now that you're bringing it up, I'm wondering why that was a bit in the movie.
I mean, it was funny, but it was kind of strange, right?
It kind of made him, like, a little bit endearing, though, in the beginning. Like, he's like, it was great, we did the conga, you know? Yeah. And then that made you, like him a little bit, you know?
I totally like him in this movie.
It's like he's doing these terrible things, but he really enjoys the conga.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's trying so hard to win this lady's affection.
But there's a duality to him, you know? He's not just all bad and he's not just all good, which most people are.
Yeah.
Like, even our monsters, quote-unquote monsters in our movies, like, a lot of times there's a good and a bad to them, and because it's from his point of view, like, you really get into his mind and why he is the way he is, and when he's good, he's really good, and when he's bad, he's really bad, and that's, like, kind of... what happens when you have mental illness,
yeah.
You know, like, and it's definitely a big call to mental illness. And I don't know. I thought it was well done. It's a little bit hokey, but I thought that helped to show like how high your highs can be and how lows your lows can be when you have mental illness. Like,
yeah.
it's not level like a lot of people are. It's like, you know, you have your really high highs and that where everything's bright colors. So they use color a lot in the movie to show that. And they used silly jokes and cheesiness to bring out the brightness. And then when it's dark, it's super dark. And I thought that contrast was really well done.
I didn't really expect him to kill Fiona so quickly.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
I don't think he saw it coming either.
I was
like, he fell on her with a knife? Like, bleh.
And he just keeps going. I thought that was really effective. Like, that was a really legit looking scene.
Yeah, I thought it was too. And I liked how he just kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, as he stabbed her. Like, mm-hmm. He's not sorry because he keeps doing it. But he feels remorse, like, immediately. I don't know. I liked it. I liked that part. I think that Chinese restaurant is probably the best Chinese restaurant in all the land.
I want to go to that Chinese restaurant.
I want to go there so badly, and I don't understand.
I want to see the Chinese Elvis.
I don't understand why so many people are at karaoke when they have that amazingness happening.
I would eat there like every
single.
I'd have a standing reservation.
Constantly, up front and center, I want to see Chinese Elvis every week.
Yes. Was he imagining it, Chinese Elvis doing karate?
No, I don't think so.
I was like, is that happening?
Because he didn't really have hallucinations. Well, I guess the voices are kind of hallucinations, but I don't know. I didn't think that was.
Yeah, he didn't like imagine people were there.
No, I think he was just kind of like, you know, it's after hours and the guy's showing off his stuff.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I thought maybe he was imagining it because it just seemed a little weird.
Yeah. Well, the whole beginning of this movie is very... I mean, the whole movie's actually very weird.
I really enjoyed the end dance.
Yes. Well, I thought it ends on a high note. You know, I thought you would really enjoy
it does.
That. Yeah, the ending dance is great.
They're all still cool with him, even though he murdered them.
Well, you know.
They're cool with him throughout the whole movie. I kind of like that even though he kills all these women, they're still there throughout the whole movie.
They totally are. Yeah, I like Fiona's, like, get me a friend.
Yeah.
And by the way...
You're like, oh, I can see where this is
talking
going.
To Fiona, like, the first few times, she says, like, it's obviously in his head... Because she says the most ridiculous British catchphrases. But, like, tip, tip, cheerio. She says, God save the Queen, like, twice.
Like, yeah.
You know, British people actually talk like that, so definitely in his head.
Oh, boy. I'm glad that they put that spin on it, though.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be more of a movie where just building up to just a killing spree, I didn't realize it was going to be like him going back and forth talking to the people in his fridge.
Yeah.
I don't... And, you know.
Yeah.
But that made it good. I didn't expect that.
No, I like he kept his friends in his fridge so he could still talk to them. They're still friends.
And I liked that he did have that moment where he was lucid because he was on his medication and you could see what the head really looked like and you can only imagine like what it actually looked like by the time the movie ended.
I feel like at the end when the two guys from work go in there and like the one guy chucks
just
it.
Come,
it's just like, I was like,
just
thinking
throwing
like,
up.
Oh, it's gotta be so bad.
It's so
there.
Stinky in that house.
So bad.
It smells so bad.
Oh.
That couch is pretty gnarly too. Just saying.
So gross.
Yeah.
So
pets are cute.
The pets are adorable. That cat, man.
All cats are a little evil. That's just fact. Cats like to be evil. Yeah. That's what they do. Just a little bit evil.
Just a slightly evil.
Mostly cute, little bit evil. Just like me.
Just like Jerry.
Yeah, just like Jerry.
We didn't get to see Ryan Reynolds' butt in this movie.
No, there's
kind of
no,
disappointed in that.
No. There's no shirtlessness. There's no butts.
I was gypped.
It's a little bit disappointing. We could have gotten a little bit. But there's no nudity in this film at all. No. Like, it was kind of nice. Like, none of the women were naked.
Yeah,
there was no creepy rape scenes or anything like that.
No, just like, here's my boobs because it's a horror movie scene.
Yeah, there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, tit for tat.
True.
I like the dog monologue too, like the internal dog monologue that kept happening where he's like, you know, Jerry comes home from having sex and the dog's like, I want to smell your crotch, Jer.
Like, he's all excited. Let me in there.
So dog. I like the how they set up the like the colors in the movie too, mm-hmm. like the pink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The like the bubbly, like vibrant stuff at the factory.
The pink jumpsuits.
Yeah, like the the very like happy like colors.
Yeah. A lot
I
of
think that was
colors.
An interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Yeah, color was definitely huge in this.
I really like that. Because it shows the difference between the
And he puts the pink tape on the therapist's face.
Mm-hmm.
I like the therapist too. I thought the therapist scenes were good.
Uh-huh.
The therapist didn't die.
Yeah, I was really happy about that because I was pretty sure she was going to. But I guess a lot of times in horror, at least one person makes it out.
Usually. She's our final girl.
Yeah. Kind of. And I think he was empathetic to her because, I mean, obviously she was empathetic to him.
Yeah, she helped him. Yeah. She didn't really have a choice, but she helped him.
All right. Oh, man.
Is there anything else you want to discuss with this before we move it along?
I got nothing.
Anything else you want to say about this film? Did you liked it overall?
Yes. I mean, like, I'm not going to watch, like, scary movies every day.
Of course not. That's not the point of this podcast.
But
would you come on again?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I would be more open to you picking something.
Yeah.
And I can handle slightly scarier, but...
Yeah.
I'm glad that...
Well, we start low, and we work our way up.
This is
we would
one.
Never start you at a very scary movie. It's a crescendo.
Oh, okay.
It gets worse as you come on more.
We're just going to throw her into baskets.
No, we would never do that to her.
I don't even know what that is. You
don't want to know. Don't even look it up. Your husband would actually probably like it, though, because your husband likes some fucked up movies.
He really watches terrible, terrible things all the time.
He really does. He likes some shit where I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes amazing. I want to watch, like, Evil Dead with him, or Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yeah.
But I can handle, like, one episode at a time.
Right.
And he'll watch, like, three.
Yeah.
Like, you know, right before bed. I'm like, come on. And then he skips past, and then I'm like, okay, well, I guess I don't know where we're going.
She keeps hitting the table.
I'm sitting on my hands now.
Stop it.
It's like I'm in the fifth grade.
Just very passionate. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because, you know, the Bruce Campbell movies are hilarious.
Yeah.
But...
I haven't seen Ash vs. Evil Dead, so you like that show?
Yeah, but it's like, it's intense.
By you.
It's intense, but I can't just keep watching it for hours.
Well, totally. And you tell me a lot of stories about how, like, you go to bed and he's watching something shitty, and you're like,
I'm just like, ugh. I go in the other room. And then instead of watching horror, I read political commentary on the internet.
That's
I don't know
even
what's worse.
That's way worse.
I feel like they're.
Political commentary, especially
worse.
Especially
right
it's
real life terrifying.
Yeah. Stay away from the comment section, Christina. No.
No, I know. I do the same thing. I'm like, am I feeling sadistic today? Okay, let's like read some comments.
Do I want to start today out well or end today off on a good note or a bad note?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. I'm surprised you watch Ash vs. Evil Dead.
I haven't seen that many episodes because he
binges.
Yeah, he binges, and I can't binge it. I can't binge it. I want to watch it, but I can't binge it.
Right. Well, I think that's relatively normal. As a normal human being, that's a normal response.
Agreed.
I would probably binge it. Yeah. I would probably binge it, but
I can't handle the zombie stuff that he watches either.
Yeah.
Like the Evil Dead.
He likes zombie stuff. He loves
zombies. I can't.
Yeah, I'm not.
Can't handle people eating other people. I was really worried when he was cutting her up that he was going to start eating her.
I know you said that. I was like, oh. I know you said that. I put that to bed though. You were like, "Is he going to eat her?" I was like, "No, no, 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 no." It's not making that kind of turn. Don't be worried about
supperware involved. I don't know.
He just likes storing things in. It's like there. Airtight containers.
Yeah. Which might have helped with the smell, yeah, probably.
For a moment in time, and then probably not so much after that. Oh, it smells so bad in there. I'm sure of it. Yeah,
it's gross.
It's disgusting. Okay. Well, let's, what other shows are you watching right now? We take a moment in time to talk about things that are going on with us, so why don't you tell us some shows you watch?
My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
You like My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Yeah. So silly.
You watch a lot of children's movies, because yes, you have two children.
Because of my kids.
Yeah. What are they into now? Moana?
Moana and Trolls.
And Trolls.
Yeah.
Those are the two I hear about.
And My Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, what about Sing?
Sing? I haven't seen Sing.
Oh, I heard that that's the new one that the kids like. If you want to be a cool mom. Apparently
it's going to be a major feat for me.
It's about a singing competition for animals, I believe.
Oh, okay.
If I remember it.
That's fun.
The plot correctly. It's a very complicated plot.
We've been watching Moana pretty much every day.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Yeah. I really like the crab.
Yeah.
The crab scene.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet. We will be watching that hopefully soon. We borrowed it from my coworker because my husband's from Hawaii, so he wants to see it.
Yeah,
he likes all the
like it.
The Hawaiian / Polynesian.
Yeah, I think they did a good job on it.
Yeah,
it looks amazing. I haven't seen it either. I go to Disneyland a lot, and I saw the like extended trailer for it, which like it kind of goes through a lot of the movie, but it looks it looks insane. I really want to see it.
It's good.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. How about you, Carly? What's going on with you right now?
Watched the first episode of Legion.
I'm so proud of you.
I am on board.
Yes.
100%. I'm very excited about it.
What's Legion about?
It's a X-Men spinoff, kind of.
Ooh.
But it's more really psychological. Like
comic hero stuff.
Yeah, it's you would like it.
This movie, or this show's done really, really cool, too. And the episodes are super long in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much, and the way that it's shot is really cool. It's very different from any TV show that I've seen.
It's slightly creepy, but not, like, scary creepy, but just, creepy aspects to it. It's very psychological. Like, the main character, you're trying to figure out if he's crazy or if he's an X-Men, and, like, there's a lot of that. So, it's got Dan Stevens in it, who you might not know who he is, but he is a hunk. And we love him here on Final Girls.
I
don't
know who he is, and now I need to find
out. We do love him here on Final Girls. He could be our mascot.
He basically is our mascot. We love us some Dan Stevens. It's got him, and it's got Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec in it. And it's just really, really great. I talk about it a lot on the show because I'm obsessed with it.
There's a bunch of superhero type movies or shows on Netflix right now.
Yeah. This one's actually on FX.
Oh, okay.
So it's a TV. It's an actual TV show.
Actual TV show.
Yeah. But I recommend it. It's good. And what else have you been watching, Carly?
Yesterday, I binge watched this season of Scandal.
All right.
And it's insane.
I'm really behind on Scandal. Is that still good?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is this like
the last episode?
Is this the final season? Like, I feel like it should be over by now. Like, I feel like it's going on for too long.
It is, and I definitely am not a huge fan of Olivia anymore.
Okay.
Like, you know, she starts out super strong or whatever, but I more watch it to, like, I like the side characters.
Gotcha.
And, like, obviously, like, the plot line is interesting, but, like, the president lost my attention a really long time ago. Olivia kind of lost my attention a long time ago. But, like, it's kind of like one of those shows that I, like, have on Hulu, and I'll do laundry or I'll, like, clean up, and then when the crazy shit happens, I'm like, what just happened?
Well, hey, spoiler alert, is Jake still on the show?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'd probably still want to watch it.
Yeah. And he's one of the people that I'm interested in what's going on with him. Because he's like, you never really know if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's still kind of that way. So.
Right. So Scandal and And Legion.
Obviously Grey's. I don't know if I talked about... Did I go on... No. I went to Ellen, the like taping of Ellen on Wednesday. Fun. And that was a lot of fun. It was... So Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy was on, which I was super excited about. And then also the cast of The Bachelorette was on. They were like on a date or something. And so Ellen had them all... Like, had all the audience take out dollars, and then the men ripped their shirts off and ran into the audience and basically, like, gave lap dances to all of the women that had dollars. It was, like, one of the most terrifying experiences of my life because I was like, I don't have money. Like, don't get come near me. But, like, also hilarious watching, like, all the old ladies be super stoked to, like, be putting dollars into, like, these men's waistbands. So
it's always it was a really interesting women conversation. That are into that, right? Once you hit a certain point, you're like, screw it.
Fuck it, right? Like, there's like a stage in life that I haven't hit yet as a woman where you're into, like,
you don't give
strippers.
A flying F.
Yeah.
I have not reached that stage yet. Christina, you're older than me. Have you hit that stage yet?
No. I think it comes after 40.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got some time. We got some time. Maybe like late 40s. You think that's when the switch
I don't know.
Switch flips?
Yeah, so probably like the closest to like male strippers that I'll ever come in my life.
Well, I don't know. Once you hit 50, apparently, we'll all be really into it. We'll still be doing this podcast. We'll do Final Girls Live from the strip club.
From Thunder from Down Under.
Thunder from Down Under.
It'll be amazing. I'm excited for that episode.
Yeah, that'll happen. Guys, stay tuned in about 17 years. Strip club episodes.
Strip club.
Something for you all to look forward to.
Exactly. Stick with us.
We're in it for the long haul.
That's right. I haven't been watching much new stuff. I kind of stopped watching Legion a little bit so I could binge it again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I've just been watching a lot of horror movies. I watched Prevenge. I ended up getting...
How was it?
I really liked it. It kind of reminds me of this movie a little bit in that it's really dark, but there's like a lot of humor to it. I liked it. I thought it would be a little funnier. Than it was, but it was still pretty funny and a lot of British humor, like, undertone, yeah. And the acting was good. It was overall, I thought it was a good movie. I recommend it. It's now streaming on Shudder, and I ended up getting Shudder because I wanted to watch it. It's only streaming on Shudder, and I think it's in select theaters around the U.S. right now. So that's about it with me.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're pre-recording this. This is
yes.
Few episodes before it actually will come out. So heads up if I talk about this in an episode you hear before this, and you'll be like, you already talked about this, bitch. Okay. So, Christina.
Yeah.
So my friend Christina here, who's my bestie, has a beautiful and amazing, sweetest pie little boy. He's about 9 months now, right?
Yeah, he just turned 9 months.
Aw. And his name is Luke.
Luke.
And he's the bestest.
He's very cute and cuddly.
Yeah. And would you like to talk a little bit about Luke?
Yeah. So Luke was born last summer. And the day after he was born, he had blisters on his elbows and knees and toes and fingers. And... we were all like, what is going on? So he was taken to Rady's, and they did a bunch of tests, and he has a rare genetic skin disorder called recessive dystrophic epidermolysis bullosa.
Which we
could call EB.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. So there's many forms of EB. He has a recessive form where two people are carriers. It's like a 1 in 400 chance that you're a carrier, and then, you know, you have to find somebody else that's a carrier for it to manifest. And then if the two people have it, you have a 1 in 4 chance of having a kid that have it. But basically what happens is it affects his COL7 gene that makes a collagen that's under your skin, and collagen's like important for holding your skin on. Mm-hmm. So we haven't had a biopsy done on him, just a genetic test. So I don't know if he has any collagen or not. But basically what can happen is from mild friction or trauma, he can get blisters or his skin can just shear off. So we have to wrap him in bandages. Most kids with it, it's like every day you wrap your kid up in bandages and do wound care.
You basically had to become a nurse overnight.
Yes, I am now a wound care specialist. Yeah. It's really weird.
You were an architect, and now you're basically a healthcare specialist.
So I'm taking care of him full-time right now. He's doing pretty good. There's a spectrum of mild to severe. He has what everybody calls the second worst kind. It tends to be progressive, so it could get worse as the years go on. It doesn't just affect your outside. It also infects all of your internal organs and your digestive tract. People end up with, like, blisters in their esophagus that can, like, close up. You can asphyxiate or you can have intestinal blockages. It can affect your heart. It affects your teeth. Your fingernails can fall off. It's really crazy. Crazy disease, infuriating disease.
Horrible fucking disease.
Constantly, yeah. Wow. Like, oh, yes, everything's healed up. Oh, no, here's another one. And it's painful. So, but right now they're doing a lot. We're living in a good time, you know. 2017, it's a good year to be alive. They're doing some really cool research with gene editing therapy. A Dr. Toller, I think in, like, Minnesota is where he is.
Okay.
I'm not positive. There's a new technology called CRISPR that a bunch of people are using to research other different genetic disorders where they can take your cells and target that gene specifically and correct the gene mutation. So basically on his, he has just two, like, letters in that gene that switched with a different letter, you know, the letters of your DNA or whatever.
Right.
So they can take those, they can correct it. And then right now they're in phase one of a clinical trial for giving it back to the patient to see if it helps.
Which is amazing. Huge strides.
That is amazing. Yeah, so that people can start producing their own collagen.
So this is amazing research that's happening right now, and there's a lot of great strides happening. I wanted to have Christina on not only because she's my best friend and I love her and I like scaring her with horror movies, but she's also living in her own little mini horror movie right now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Luke is the happiest, sweetest little baby boy you'd ever meet, and it's heartbreaking. Yeah. And we've never asked our listeners for a dime. But what I would recommend, if I could, is that you all go out, take any money you might be willing to give to us as a podcast, if you're a regular listener, and, you know, whatever you can give, and maybe just donate some money for this research. It seems like this could be a curable disease. They're making great strides, and any money that can go towards research is really going to be amazingly helpful. So, Christina, why don't you tell the people where they can go to donate?
So ebresearch.org is the big organization that's funding the research that's happening right now. Also, Deborah.org funds research, and they also fund, like, helping families with supplies and things if they need wound care supplies.
Very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't pay for that stuff.
Because they're basically, you know, they have special shirts that they need and things like that.
Yeah, we get, like, a special foam has safe tech technology, so because you can't put adhesives on his skin.
Yeah.
And then we get special gloves because with recessive dystrophic EB, you can end up with finger webbing. And we get shirts to hold his bandages down and a bunch of other things.
A lot of special care that's needed. And it gets expensive and you know, healthcare only covers much. And luckily, we still have our Affordable Care Act right now. Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness. Well, I'm lucky that we have... Nick and I have good insurance, and they're taking care of us for the most part. But there are a lot of people with EB kids that have to go through Medicaid because their insurance won't cover wound care supplies. Right. And nobody's ever heard of EB, so people have to fight really hard for it.
Wow. Thank you for telling us about it. I'm going to post links in the show notes, you guys.
So Thanks for asking.
If you're interested in donating, you know, we'd really appreciate it. And if you donate, just shoot me an email. I'll send you some stickers and a thank you note. And you know, we appreciate it in advance. Thank you for listening to that.
Yeah, or even just spreading awareness is good.
Totally.
Too. Telling other people about it.
Post it on social crazy media. Thing. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just that makes, you know, everybody's life easier because it's kind of weird. We go out in public all the time and everybody, every time I go out, oh, you know, somebody, why is he wearing gloves?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not to be cute. People like think
they are
to be cute.
They are cute.
They're pretty cute. He looks like a little marshmallow. But, you know, it's kind of, it's a interesting experience.
Yeah. A tough experience, but
I'm getting used to it.
You're rocking it. You're a good mom.
He's a good guy. He's a good little kid.
He really is the sweetest little boy. Yeah. And I think you're doing an amazing job. And thank you for coming on and talking about it.
Yeah.
And hopefully, hopefully we find a cure and we figure out a cure for
guy. The good thing about a rare disease is they get orphan drug status. So that makes it them able to push research forward faster than other diseases. So if they could unlock, you know, this thing with gene editing for EB, there's a whole lot of other problems that people have that they could probably also fix.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of genetic disorders out there.
Totally.
So.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Big strides.
Hopefully somebody will make a breakthrough in some area and it'll just push everything.
Dude, science over the is edge. Fucking crazy.
It is. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
So. Well, thank you for talking about that.
You're welcome.
I'm sure you talk about it every day of your life.
No, I don't
mind.
And
it probably never will stop.
It's important to talk about it, though.
It totally is.
Yeah. I'm happy to talk about it, you know. Hopefully some people will hear about it, and maybe they'll, like, look it up and be like, wow, I never heard of that. It's called, people call it a butterfly children.
Yeah, the butterfly
So if you've ever heard of that, it's, like, because your skin is
delicate.
As fragile or as delicate as a butterfly's wings. Yeah. Now, Luke's isn't quite what I would call that fragile yet, but I could see how it could progress to be that way, because once he has a wound in an area, it is much more likely to re-injure.
Mm.
So
all right.
I see how that happens, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
So look that up, everybody.
Yeah. It's really.
Get informed.
Be prepared. our listeners are mostly horror fans, so maybe they can handle the.
Yeah, it's
pretty, a little tough to look at, so just be
gnarly.
Prepared for that. If you do look it up, the second you look it up, there's pictures, and just be prepared.
Yeah, and
for
it's the worst stuff.
It's really
like
hard.
Babies born without
and it's
skin
children.
On their feet.
It's usually
and stuff.
Children, so.
Yeah.
Just.
So.
Yeah. All right. I think we can close out.
Thanks for having me on, you guys. This was fun.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for being on.
We'll definitely have you back. Oh, also, something I want to mention is Christina designed our really awesome Let's Make a Monster logo. She is the artist that drew Carly and I so well.
Here's a cartoon.
They're so amazing.
She did such a great job. So I mention you every Let's Make a Monster episode. Aww, so now you're finally
that's true.
And hello. People will know your voice to your artistry.
My ridiculous laugh.
Yeah, ridiculous laugh. It's an infectious laugh.
I've toned it down for you guys.
I appreciate
it's not
that.
Quite as loud.
No, I can see it on the thing, though. It spikes.
Oh, it's laughing on the thing.
It spikes when you laugh, but that's okay. We have software to fix that.
Good. That's good. Everybody will appreciate it.
So thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Ling for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorCast.com for contact information on them and to listen to some of our episodes. We are still giving away Stim stickers, so if you're interested in getting some of those, you can donate to EB Research or you can retweet our episodes or review our episodes on iTunes and send us an email to finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com and we'll send some directly to you.
Final Girls Horrorcast is part of the Phantom Podcast Network. We are available on downrightcreepy.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and pretty much anywhere else you can stream a podcast. We are also active on social media, so please interact with us. Find us on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast.
All right, guys. Well, until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Thank you again, Christina. And we will see you guys next week.
When we discuss The Love Witch, currently streaming on Amazon Prime, and The Craft, currently streaming on Netflix. This was recorded at the same time as the rest of the episode. Don't question it.
Bye.